This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. The principal negotiators, including Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, convened again in hopes of breaking a week-long stalemate. Speaking to reporters, Mnuchin said there had been progress, but there was still a lot of work to do.
We understand that the Speaker and Senator Schumer want to have an overall deal, so we'll be back here working full-time until we can accomplish something for the benefit of the American people.
The administration is willing to extend a $600 jobless benefit, at least in the short term, but is balking at other demands of Democratic negotiators, like aid for state and local governments, food stamp increases, and assistance to renters and homeowners. Hurricane Isaias has snapped trees and knocked out power while blowing through the Bahamas. It's headed toward the Florida coast, where officials have closed beaches, parks, and coronavirus testing sites. At a news conference, Governor Ron DeSantis said not only did he declare a state of emergency for parts of Florida, but the federal government has also issued a disaster declaration.
We just got word this morning that that has been approved and will contain reimbursement for direct federal assistance, as well as all the mass care. So the feeding and sheltering will be eligible for federal reimbursement.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. Late Saturday afternoon, the Hurricane Center downgraded Isaias to a tropical storm, but said it could strengthen later in the evening.